Hey guys, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor at The Bulwark. I am joined by Tim Miller. We just watched the new Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, at the Oval Office with Donald Trump. It was interesting on a variety of different levels. Mark Carney was just elected, what, like a week ago? He gets his first trip, goes to the Oval. I was reminded of the entrance through the same door that Zelensky took, the same seat that Zelensky took. In this case, I was thinking Mark Carney legitimately should have thanked Trump, because in this case, Trump gave him his election, and Trump seemed to acknowledge that early on. But this was notable not because it was contentious. It was notable because Trump backtracked in a fairly substantial way on the issue of trade. I don't know if you watched it. I don't know if you have thoughts.
He did. I've seen clips that I'm waiting. You were watching it minute by minute. I haven't seen
minute
a lot
by minute.
Of
I was
walk
on
back.
Edge.
I know that it's good for your spin, because Sam Stein is just absolutely losing our gentleman's bet over when Trump is going to fold on
no,
the tariffs.
No, I'm winning. He pushed the delay, the 90-day delay.
Yeah, and these tariffs are not going anywhere. I saw one clip from the press conference where he talked about how upset he is at his team for talking about all these deals. He's upset at his team for talking about all these deals. He's like, I might do a few deals, but like the tariffs are here to stay.
Yes.
He is pushing for autarky. And he wants to crush the American economy. He wants people to have less dolls and pencils. And
you love
that
word.
Plan.
I love that word.
I'm going to be using it every single day on this YouTube for the foreseeable future until I need to start going into my yard and gardening my own avocados. I don't really get anything from Canada.
This is an aside. It had nothing to do with Carney. But yesterday, the story broke out that the CDC was issuing a salmonella warning because people were touching their chickens that they were putting in their backyard. Mm. The reason, which came after Brooke Rollins told people to grow backyard chickens to deal with the egg crisis.
I think the silver lining in all of this is, how do we, in our backyards, we've got chickens too in our backyard, how do we solve for something like this? And people are sort of looking around thinking, wow, well, maybe I could get a chicken in my backyard. And it's awesome.
Just a little bit of causation there. All right, back to Carney. Yes, that's how he backtracked. He said, look, we don't need trade deals. All my advisors are talking about deals that are coming in. No, we are not going to do deals. We have a clip of him saying just that. Play right now.
We also have a situation because everyone says, when are you going to sign deals? We don't have to sign deals. We could sign 25 deals right now, Howard, if we wanted. We don't have to sign deals. They have to sign deals with us. They want a piece of our market. We don't want a piece of their market. We don't care.
All right. So what do you make of it? Like, it's obvious they're not going to do deals. Maybe they'll have one or two, but he wants to just, I guess to your point, maybe you will win this bet. Maybe you will. He doesn't want to do deals. He wants to set prices.
Yeah, he doesn't. He thinks he's a department store owner. He's a Maoist now. He wants central planning of the entire government. He's been very explicit about what he wants. I know that all the Republican senators who pretend like to be free marketers are like, I want to act like this is not what he wants to do, and that this is all as part of some grand plan to get to free trade and zero trade on better terms for us. But like, that is not what he wants to do. It's not what he's planning on doing. And, I think that at some level, the Canada thing, he certainly, besides like teasing them, he's certainly kind of like backed off of, you know, the more aggressive rhetorical posture he's using during when Trudeau was there, but though he would not rule out, still trying to acquire Canada.
You have said that Canada should become the 51st state.
Yeah. No. Well, I still believe that, but you know, takes two to tango, right? But no, I do.
Which is still pretty extreme, you know, pretty outside the Overton window from what past presidents have been saying about our dearest ally. But like, you didn't see him. I thought that the other clip that I saw that was most noteworthy was basically when he's like, we don't do that much business with Canada.
Well, we don't do much business with Canada from our standpoint. They do a lot of business with us. We're at like 4%.
It's only like 4% of the business that we do. It's all the cards. The cards are in my hands. And so I'm not going to get rid of the tariffs. They asked like what the concessions they would ask for. And he's like, nothing, basically friendship. I don't have concessions. Like, he wants the tariffs.
This is the exchange. Is there anything Carney can say to you today to change your mind on tariff in Canada? Trump, no. Question, why not? Trump, it's the way it is.
Is there anything he can say to you in the course of your meetings with him today that would get you to lift tariffs on Canada?
No.
Why not?
Just the way it is.
Not much wiggle room there. Gonna do tariffs. But I will say it's kind of interesting to watch that disconnect between the advisors and Trump. The advisors were sitting there on the couches in the Oval, like Howard Lutnick is there. And he's just looking at them basically being like, you guys keep talking about these deals and how close we are to doing these deals.
Sub deals.
We got deals. We're going to deals on deals. That said, Trump did say that he has 200 deals ready to go. So like he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. But anyways, he's out there. He's like, I think my people are doing a bad job, basically. And they keep saying we have these deals ready and I don't really care. I just think I'm going to set the prices and people can shop at our store regardless. And it's yet another case where all these Trump advisors think they're doing the thing that's going to please Trump. And they just look silly and foolish at the end of it.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, in some cases you can already see it. Like I was in the pod today with JVL, like we played the clip from Bessent on CNBC yesterday.
Which clip?
Where he's getting asked, like, what's the status of the China negotiations, basically.
Right.
And he's like, there is no status.
So they need to make more gestures. What is it that you're looking for, and is that happening? Is there a negotiation about the negotiation?
Yeah, we'll see over the coming weeks, and you know, we'll see what President Trump wants to accept.
Right, and like, and that's like the place that they are have to go now, right?
That's the
Which
big
is
one.
Like, yeah. Like Bessent's point now, big point now is that like this is unsustainable for. He won't say our economy, but it's in the subtext. He says it's for their economy. It's unsustainable. Right. And anything that's unsustainable will eventually end. And it's like, that's the plan? Like you're hoping that the Chinese are gonna crack.
That's what Trump was saying today too. He's like, look, they are really suffering. They are really suffering over there, and they're gonna bend eventually.
Look, they're suffering greatly. Their economy is suffering greatly because they're not doing trade with the US and they made most of their money off the US. Don't kid yourself.
It's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, they are immune to political pressure.
Yeah. Were you awake during COVID? I know he was president during COVID. Do you remember what the Chinese did? I mean, like, you think pure lockdown. I thought, like, you know, closing down the parks in Berkeley, we had some lefty status that went a little far for me. It was nothing compared to what was happening in China. Like, people couldn't leave their fucking house. Like, it was horrible. Yeah. It was a literal dystopia in China. Yeah. And that didn't, there wasn't a revolution. She recovered. Gained more power. So anyway, like the whole prospect is ridiculous. So I don't know. I thought that Carney, from last night in Canada, for, you know, again, I just off the pod, so I don't watch the whole thing. From what I've seen, he did what you're supposed to do in these situations,
yes.
Right?
Which just
is
ask you about that.
Which is like you hold the line on your position. Like this is no like I'm trying to accommodate. Like, you know what I mean? It's like and obviously he's not going to try to negotiate on whether Canada's for sale. But you know he's like Canada's never for sale. It's like the White House. It's not like he did not budge. There's not like I'm going to listen. Like when Trump said we only do 4% of business, he kind of was like, no. We have a lot of business together. It's important that we do business together. He did a few things that I don't really like that I wouldn't want to do, which is he does kind of this backhanded compliment of Trump where he's like. You know, Trump has really reinvigorated NATO.
The president has revitalized international security, revitalized NATO, and us playing our full weight in NATO.
Right.
And it's like, well, yeah. I mean, he has kind of by like threatening to break up NATO, and now all the NATO countries are doing more. So I get that.
I guess that counts.
So he does like little things like that where these like they're these sort of like you know Canadian nice compliments, but it's nothing. It wasn't. You know, he was not doing like what Trump. You know, the kiss the ring, the oh now we're gonna oh let's all you know be friends like that. That thing isn't really happening. There's no.
And I did notice that. And the other thing that I noticed was how succinct his comments were. Whenever he
stern.
I mean, he basically sat there for a lot of it, and then he chose his spots, and he said, "No, we're not gonna be for sale. That will never change. Never gonna be the fifth for sale. But you know what? We can build on our USMCA talks, and that's why we're here."
And part of the way you've conducted these tariffs has taken advantage of existing aspects of USMCA. So it's going to have to change. There's other elements that have come, and that's part of what we're going to discuss.
And then that was it. He like literally stopped. Yeah. And then suddenly it's like, oh, well, Trump's going to talk again. And then Trump would like divert into, you know, he had this weird aside about how Obama needed to build his library with woke workers. Or it was very weird.
President Obama, and if he wanted help, I'd give him help because I'm a really good builder and I build on time, on budget. He's building his library in Chicago. It's a disaster. And he said something to the effect, I only want DEI, I only want woke. He wants woke people to build it.
But yeah, I thought Carney did what you're supposed to do, which is go in there, say your bit, get out.
Yeah. We can work together on security stuff. National security. I mean, like, that was like basically
there was one moment where Trump kind of admitted that you know, he fucked it all up for the conservatives in Canada, where he was like, you know, you probably owe me one, sir. And I was like, yeah, he probably does owe you one.
So he won a very big election in Canada. And I think I was probably the greatest thing that happened to him, but I can't take a vote for it.
Any other final thoughts before we close this one out?
It's a strange world that we're in, Sam. I don't have any other thoughts beyond that.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you guys for watching. We'll catch you later.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada.